Let's bring on our first guest today. We have with us Rob Cooper. He is the former fat guy, or really formerfatguy.com. Rob's on our show. He lost over 300 pounds or something like that.
That's two of you, right?
Yeah.
He
lost two of me over 2.5 years for doing this. 288 pounds he lost. And he went from, cab driver. Now he's skydiving, whitewater rafting, bungee jumping, climbing mountains. He's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. He's climbed Mount Everest.
But don't you really want to know about his cab driving days?
Yeah, and now I want to know about that. But I want to know, first of all, the reason why we have him on is because when you search fat guy, you used to come up.
Now he comes up. And
so
he's a former fat guy. He surpassed you,
and he's not even fat anymore, and you're still fat.
I know, it's a ripoff.
I don't think it's fair. Anyways, Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Rob, first of all, how did you surpass the fat guy? I want to know. What would you do?
He's an SEO genius.
How did I get that big?
No, how did you get past the fat guy in the Google search? That's what I want to know.
That's sort of what I do, a little bit of a hobby.
Oh, you're smart and no longer fat. That's
sure.
Awesome.
Sure. So it's not by accident, let's just say.
You had to do work for that.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Now tell us, first of all, how'd you get fat? How'd you get to 475? And then
that's pretty impressive.
That's right. That's
and
not
why,
for,
why'd you quit before 500? That's really what I want to know.
Yeah,
that's what I asked myself too. I said I should have put on the extra 25 pounds.
You should lie about it at least.
Right. You should have said five.
Yeah. I yo-yoed my way, actually. I yo-yo dieted. I was, it all started back when I was in grade five. I think was when I was 175 pounds in grade five and my mom took me to the doctor, and the doctor said not to worry about it, that I would grow into it. And then just after that, I started playing hockey in junior high and kept it at bay. And then I got into a new school and a little new kind of teenager stress and then gained some weight. And then I dropped it all just before graduation from grade 12 and kept it off. Then I went to university, put some of it back on, and then I set the land speed record when I moved to Edmonton to become a cab driver and put on about 200 pounds in 2 years.
Oh, my God. That's 100 pounds a year.
What, say that again?
100 pounds a year.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was a land speed record. But I was on multiple diets. I was on a diet in grade 5. I was on a diet in grade 7, diet in grade 9, diet in grade 12, just constantly doing different things, dropping and gaining. And the simple fact is that diets don't work. You basically have to choose a healthy lifestyle and exercise and make it a daily thing instead of an objective. I kind of teach people, instead of a weight loss program, I teach people to take charge of their health and think about their health. And that's what happened to me when I hit the 475. Is I was 21, and I had what I thought was a heart attack. And it freaked me out. It wasn't a heart attack, I'll just be clear about that, but it was enough of an incident that scared me. But I didn't do anything until 2 days later when it happened again, except it was 10 times worse. And then I actually didn't think I had a problem. I didn't think that I was overweight. I didn't think I had to lose weight. My thought process was that I need to improve my health. And
right.
That was the direction I went. So everything I learned was about natural health, improving health. And I got put on this path of learning natural principles. And I just thank the universe for providing that to me, that was my direction. It wasn't a fad. It was time-tested, proven things that have been around since the beginning of time that work.
Now, Rob, when you're was there like a day that you woke, like was there a day that was a turning point?
Yeah, it was this fake heart attack.
Yeah.
That was when you were at 475?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now how many years have you kept this stuff
and
off?
And just, Rob, so you know, the universe says you're welcome.
Thank you. what happened was over the 2.5 years when I dropped the weight, I learned multiple things, applied them, and then I kept what worked and I discarded what didn't. And I ended up being, I'm not now, but I'm just going to say part of my story is that I ended up becoming a vegetarian for 12 years and I was vegan for two of that. So I lived on steamed vegetables, lentils, and rice for a good number of years. And that's not
great. How did you decide to call it vegan instead of vegan? How did that come about?
I don't know. I don't have a answer for you.
Yeah, that's but right. That's called the fat guy busting chops. That's how fat guy busting chops.
I'll bust back.
Now, well,
yeah. So go ahead.
So when you're okay, so you're at 475. You said there were some natural principles, some things that you did that helped you lose weight. What were the big rocks? What were the things that you first said, I got to start doing this, and this?
Sure. The very first thing was a principle called food combining. And I say to this day that Harvey and Marilyn Diamond are some of my biggest mentors, and I'm still in contact with Harvey every other month basis. He's a great guy, has great teachings. And what I learned from that series of books, the book is Fit for Life, was simply what it really did was it woke me up to the fact that, and you have to remember, I knew nothing about health, nutrition, food, anything. This was just stuff that was filling the hole before. And what Fit for Life really taught me was that we have to look at our body as a machine, and what we're eating is the fuel for the machine.
Right.
And the principles in there were about live foods, that live food begets life. You know, it becomes our cells. So the cleaner the food, the better the food, then we would create better cells. We would vibrate at a higher rate. We'd have better mental clarity. We would sleep better. Just all these things. The body is supposed to work the way it's supposed to work. The other principles in there, that one of the basic things I learned at 475 was about the body's need to clean itself and this cleansing process. So part of eating the live foods and drinking clean water and pure water and moving the body and just simply walking even. Walking is that's something that human beings have done for tens of thousands of years.
Now, at 475, were you basically just completely sedentary? Were you not doing anything other than...
Oh, yeah. I was a cab driver. All I did was I would get out of bed, I'd roll out of bed, I would walk to the car, and I would drive. And then I would walk from the parking the car into a restaurant, and that was all I did. So I was sitting, and I was... I played video games and didn't move at all.
And
now, when you're that big, you know, any kind of movement... really stresses the body. I mean, just even holding yourself upright, if you're shopping or walking, I don't know if you'll notice this, but I know a lot of big guys will say this, that eventually the back starts to go, and you'd have to lean over something just to support yourself to give your back a rest, like doing dishes. If you stand in front of the sink doing dishes, eventually it starts to wear on you. So, yeah, sitting is a blessing when you're that big.
Now also, it says here that you traded drug use for bodybuilding, and you put on over 60 pounds of lean muscle. Because I know right now that the fat guy here is going to say, trading in drug use, that couldn't have been smart. He's pro drugs. He likes the recreational and pharmaceutical drugs for sure.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into bodybuilding? Is that something – because that's kind of – you know, the body – I can understand all this other activity, the skydiving, the whitewater rafting. You're outside. You're with nature. You're living – now what are you in – you're in Canada, Toronto? Is that where you're living? Or is that where you're at?
Edmonton,
beautiful place, great place to be. But bodybuilding, that's like for meshuggahs. That's like people looking in a mirror. Yeah. They're looking at the – they're oiling themselves up. They're putting tanning cream on.
Yeah. It's not quite that advanced. What I say, I'm a bodybuilder because that was my roots. I started doing it when I was in grade 7, just you know, messing around, reading Muscle and Fitness. My heroes were Lou Ferrigno and Arnold and that kind of thing,
right.
The older guys, Mike Manser. And so before the whole advent of functional training and body weight and cross training and all these things, bodybuilding was what there was. So I say that I got into bodybuilding because I was training body parts just to work them, build some muscle mass, that kind of thing. So I said that's what I did then, but that's not what I do now by any stretch of the means. I change my fitness routine as often as I change how I eat, actually.
I cycle
things.
Now, so you're going to Mount Kilimanjaro. You're doing – how did you – that? Tell me about the process of going from sedentary to like – now you're like an outdoorsman. You're like an adventurer.
Yeah, sort of. Well, it started actually when I first lost the weight and got down to my lowest at 188. I was pretty much skin and bones, and I was still carrying quite a bit of fat at the time. I wasn't by any means lean. I had no muscle at all, remember. But I was so small. We had gone to I'm 6'2", so 188 is pretty low for me. But I had we had gone to a convention in California, and friends of mine went to Disneyland there, and I was running around getting all the rides and doing the whole thing. And my friends, remember this, I was 23, so I was still pretty young. or a little bit older. I wasn't a kid anyway.
Right.
And my friends were saying, like, why, even when they stopped and rested, I was still running around, literally getting off the ride and running back to the start. And they said, you know, why are you so fascinated by this? And I said, I've never been able to fit in the chairs. I've never been able to fit on the ride. So this is a blast. And right. Really that's what happened was is when I was doing the drugs and smoking pot and driving taxi, I was always thinking about all these things I wanted to do but never did them. So now that I lost the weight and then I started getting more fit, I started just getting a kick out of all these things I could do. And, you know, the whitewater rafting was just some adrenaline stuff. The bungee jumping
right.
was, you know, more adrenaline. Same with skydiving. And then I like hiking and backpacking. And then somebody asked me to raise some funds to go do Kilimanjaro. So we, the group of us actually raised $100,000 for some African charities over there. And then after we were at the top of Kilimanjaro, somebody said, hey, we should go do Everest Base Camp. And so I want to clarify, it's Everest Base Camp is where I was, not the top.
Listen,
that's
a hotel near Mount Everest.
Even if you're near Mount Everest, I don't care if you can even see it. To me, that's you're at altitude. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it was high. And then I'm looking forward to Aconcagua next a year from this January.
Now, what about what do you think about the guy? What's his name? The guy who cut off his arm to who is
James Juan. Franco.
Right. James Franco is the guy who's playing him. Would you be able to do that if you're now mountain climbing and you got your arm stuck in between a boulder? Would you be able to chop it off? And
I would say that I would be able to, just because, you know, I've been watching Survivor, just the show Survivor, and I look at these people complaining about weather conditions and being cold and stuff, and I
right.
really think it would be a walk in the park. Like, to me, I roll with the punches. You know, it's I go with the flow. I'm like water, and whatever happens, happens. And I've lived off my back backpacking in the backcountry for a week at a time, and that's certainly not Survivor for
wow.
30 days. But I really think that, you know, that if I'm out somewhere and something happens, I got to do what I got to do. So
now,
I'd say that I could do it.
Now, Rob, tell us about the website formerfatguy.com and Fat Loss Fundamentals. What's on there that people can learn from and you can help other
sure.
people.
Well, formerfatguy.com has been around since about 1995, and as its name since 1998. And originally it was a place just to keep digital pictures of my before, because nobody believed it. When I told them, they said there was no way, so I just said, you know, just go to this website and my pictures are there. Because they always want to see pictures, proof.
Right.
So that's originally what it came to be, was the before and after kind of place. And then it was... then it became just kind of what I was doing. As I was learning, I was writing about it. So there's information on there that has to do with natural health. Some things conflict other things. Some things I'm not doing anymore. I'm doing something new. But it became this clearinghouse of just natural health stuff that I learned and applied kind of deal. And some thoughts. I've recently changed it to a WordPress platform, so it's easier for commenting and that kind of stuff. But that's mostly... some natural health stuff, some recipes, some good healthy recipes, that kind of thing.
Okay, that's on formerfatguy.com.
Right. Now, Fat Loss Fundamentals is a book that I wrote. People kept asking me, you know, for my thoughts and what I did and how I did it, and they find me to be motivational, and they wanted to know what my system was. And I think it's unique in a way that most people are looking at cutting calories and you know, eating protein and rice and vegetables and that kind of stuff, or whatever. Mine is a little bit different. And what I did was I decided to put it into a 12-week program, and they go through it step by step, and you can't read ahead. So
you can't.
Instead of a book where you get the whole thing and you read the whole thing and you pick and choose what you want to do, this is different. You get week one, and there's one or two things to do. There's one principle. You do one thing, and you apply that thing for 10 days.
Oh, I like that, Lee.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be stealing that.
That's great.
And then next week you get the second thing, and you just add it to the first thing. So what this does is it's designed for people who are heavier, who don't know how to cook, don't know how to shop, or are afraid to go in, or afraid to find places like these natural food stores to get
uh-huh.
this stuff, because they really don't know. If you're familiar with TV dinners or you know, pizza or whatever, you don't know how to cook, a whole book could be overwhelming. So what this does is it completely changes your fridge and your pantry over the course of 12 weeks, and you learn things step by step by step. So it's the principle.
It's the food, the fundamentals.
Mindset, right. Yeah, and over 12 weeks.
Over 12 weeks.
It takes you through a place where you learn, and you should be completely converted at the end of 12 weeks. And then, after 12 weeks, then you've got these tools at your fingertips that no matter what else you do in the rest of your life, you can make better decisions because you've had this 12-week coaching. And I was going to call it food school. It's kind of like the basics of stuff, along with the natural principles. And then you just know why you're making these decisions and why to do things a certain way. And then if you choose to do something, then you've made a choice. An educated
That's
choice.
Right. I like that song. Lee, did you get that? Did you get that? If you choose, That's you've that. Made a choice.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
That's right. Rob, listen, we really appreciate you coming on our show today, taking time out of your schedule. The website's formerfatguy.com, fatlossfundamentals.com, and you give tips on people how to lose weight. Maybe somehow you can give the fat guy tips,
some tips on
how to
I
become
can,
better searchable on Google as
yeah.
well.
yeah, I'll send you an email on
there
that.
You go. Rob, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
You bet. You too.
Take care. That's Rob Cooper. Check him out at formerfatguy.com and fatlossfundamentals.com. Also, when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our New York Times bestseller.
New York Times?
Yes.
Or New Jersey Sun
New Jersey
Times
Monthly.
Freehold Neighborhood
Newsletter. Yes, bestseller.
Schaffrin 35 Gazette.
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It's at your books. It's everywhere right now. It's at where, Lee? Barnes & Noble. It's at Amazon.
It's Barnes or Noble. It's not at both. It's Barnes or Noble.
I've got at least 100 at my house. If you want to call me, I can actually send you a copy as well. And also go to our website, become one of our Facebook friends. And who knows? You may get a present from us. A prize.
Not
right,
a book.
DVDs, Lee? What do we got this week?
Lots of DVDs.
Got lots of DVDs, lots of stuff out there.
Yeah, I just sent that guy who was our 500th fan
a whole bunch of stuff.
A box of stuff.
And I just got a whole bunch of DVDs in as
well. Did he thank us for that?
Yes, I think he did. I know that's a big buzz. You don't like that.
Look,
people don't thank you. You get angry.
That bugs me.
You don't like that.